The invasion is here. And you are listening to
The Invasion of the Cloud Snatchers.
There's something in the air, and it feels like fear. There's something in the night, and it seems like terror. There's someone in your bed, and it looks like you.
Mommy?
Life will be simpler now. The only thing missing will be you.
Hi, you're on.
Welcome to another episode of Invasion of the Pod Snatchers.
Yes, we're back.
Episode
20. Invasion of the Pod Snatchers is here. But this is a very special episode. This is like Silver Spoon's a very special episode.
Yeah.
Because we have good news and we have bad news. We have great news for us. We have bad news for the 9.5 people that listen to the show.
Half.
I figure there's a midget probably listening.
It's a little person.
I like to hope there's a little person watching.
That'd be awesome if there was a little person listening.
Mm-hmm. If he comes in and kicks down the door and is like, fucking don't call me a midget.
Can you imagine, dude? I would fucking love that. If that happened, that'd be so cool. Midget just comes in and kicks down the door. Oh, God, I said it.
Well, I don't have a doggy door for him to kick down, first of all.
We know. We have already covered your feelings on dogs. You love dogs, but you hate all the breeds. Anyhow, Kevin Israel here.
Mutts are the way to go.
Kevin Israel.
Buddha.
Mike Ciccoli.
What's up, peeps?
We are here for number 20 of Invasion of the Pod Snatchers.
A final one.
This is it. Wow, you just dropped that. You just dropped the bomb. We were building up to it.
It's a 20-minute episode.
And it's like the final one.
Yeah.
We're sweating. It's hot. We had to turn the air off for you.
The air conditioning's been off for exactly 36 seconds. Buddha's already sweating.
I have. I'm sweating already.
It's okay.
My balls are making the floor wet.
It's like you have gum between your legs. I hate that shit. Well, sweaty balls. You gotta powder. I powder all the time.
I don't powder. You know my whole...
Why not? Oh, because
then I got fucking pancake batter in my underwear.
What kind of powder are you using? Gold Bond.
Fucking
Gold Bond does not absorb shit.
Johnson & Johnson's... It's so...
You know how embarrassing it is when you walk that cottage cheese just falls out of your pants?
It's so gross.
You're using too much, then. No. You don't need to get a fucking snowball full of Gold Bond. You take a little bit, tap it on. Anyhow, aside from powdering balls...
We're teaching Buddha how to powder his balls.
Yeah. We're at a very exciting crossroad here.
We are.
It has nothing to do with Buddha's balls
taint.
That he hasn't seen
or my
in
taint.
Probably 20 or 30
I like
years.
To call it my palate.
Do you know why they call it a taint?
I call
it
a palate.
It taint the asshole and it taint the balls.
Yes, sir.
I call it palate.
Let's explain to these listeners who are now waiting with bated breath to find out why we're leaving them.
They don't give two shits.
Well, then just turn it off. We don't have to record this. We've been offered an opportunity for some unknown reason. We're moving our show to...
Because we're talented. What do you mean unknown reason?
All right, if you want to believe that.
We're not even moving our show. It's a whole new show.
We're taking us, the talent, if you will, to HamiltonRadio.net. It's an online radio station who is interested in the many talents of the Buddha Ciccoli Israel machine that it is. We're going to be broadcasting a new show, Invasion of the Pod Snatchers, as of right now, dead.
Done.
Ooh.
Dead.
Forking
Ooh,
it.
You went there.
It's dead.
Done.
Stop snatching.
It's over! Put it down! Walk away. Slowly.
Jeez.
Like Arnold just said.
Just dead. Just dead like that.
But from the ashes of the snatchers...
We left Pod Snatchers in the car with it off in the sun, and it's fucking dead.
And the glass is bulletproof, so you can bang against it all you want. But the kid's dying.
Fucking have nightmares tonight.
Our baby's dead.
But from the ashes of...
Jesus Christ.
From the ashes of the Pod Snatchers rises something bigger, something better.
It's not me.
Something more obnoxious. Now, let's be honest. You couldn't pull yourself out of a bunch of ashes. The offenders are coming. Is it the Offenders of the Universe, or would you call it
the Offenders?
Yeah, we were doing the whole thing.
The Offenders of the Universe?
Yeah, it's
the offenders of the Universe.
That's right, folks.
I'm stoked.
The Offenders.
I cannot wait.
How are we spelling it?
AFFENDERS.
Yes.
We should have kept the Z.
There's a right.
Homage. Podsnatchers.
We wanted someone to find our website. Like, we're totally
we
fucking
up. We should have thrown in a Q and an ampersand.
What about a fucking hyphen?
Or could the A be an ampersand?
Or the slash forward.
Know,
you know what we really should fuck them up and put a forward slash?
We should just write it in the web dings. That's how we'll do it. Fuck, why do those even exist?
It's going to be a emoticon. All right.
What is the point of those?
Mike.
What?
Write that down and save it for the new show.
He's gotten so serious since we've gotten this new show. He's telling us what to do. Just kidding.
Buddha's had a rough day. But I'm talking with emotion, with my heart, to our loyal listeners.
I'm excited.
And I want them to come over to
Dude, I haven't been this excited since the bacon square came out at Dunkin' Donuts. I know it was only 2 weeks ago.
I didn't even know about that.
Oh my god, I haven't had it. I'm just kidding. Of course
I don't
even
know what you're talking about.
It's a square of bacon.
It's a square donut with bacon and chocolate on it.
That's
fucking
terrible.
I swear to
God. That's nasty.
Is Dunkin' Donuts is supported
it's
by
not
ISIS.
Even on. Yeah. It's not even on the...
Like, we're going to kill the Americans slowly.
It's not even on the donut menu. It has its number two now.
American run.
It has
Dunkin'.
Its own number.
Let's mix grease and fat. Just come get diabetes.
How will we kill all the Americans? I hear they run on this. So yeah,
how come there isn't a curry donut? That hasn't Jesus happened yet.
So it's
not like I did an accent.
This
like
is a great opportunity. We're very excited about it.
We are.
Cannot wait.
You can't tell right now, but I'm showing.
And unlike this format where you have to download us and listen to us, you're gonna actually be able to hear us live.
Yeah.
Live and in living sound.
That's true.
It's HD definition sound.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Professional.
This is gonna yeah. We're,
headphones,
we're moving,
microphones.
Not that we're not in a professional studio now, because we are, but we're moving to a more professional studio. And
they know we're not in a studio. You said it before. I'm in some guy's house. I remember that. One of the.
We're not all around sharing one cock. Like we're. It's,
yeah,
we're like
gonna
I'm in
the
a
huddle
weird
around.
Orgy.
We're gonna have the mics. We got the. We're gonna have like a chat room, right?
We're gonna
what
have
saying?
Phones. You can call in. You can talk to us.
Yeah.
You guys have been so interactive up to this point.
Right. Right.
I figured you'd want to talk to us. It was 6:30 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday nights.
Till almost 8, right?
6:30 to about 8 Eastern Standard Time, HamiltonRadio.net.
Give or take a skosh.
We're before we were doing this horror movie format, which
for those of you who haven't listened, which is the rest of you.
you might know that we did. We watched some horror movies. Some right. good, some...
It was fun.
Bloody, bloody band camp.
It was fun.
That was fun, but we're moving on.
It was Bible camp, but that's okay.
What did I call it?
Band camp. I don't know. You're like
camp.
Ready to play the harpsichord.
Bloody, bloody boot camp. But it's going to be a much more open format. We're going to talk about current events. We're going to talk about entertainment. We're going to talk about all the sports.
Comedy, more comedy, more of this and that.
You're going to have chances to win tickets to shows.
Yes.
Yes.
Mike's very
Why
excited.
Pay for
I
us.
Can't wait for that.
Don't pay to see us. Win tickets.
Listen and win. So yeah, this is gonna be a whole new. It's a whole new thing. It's a whole new venue.
Dude, I'm gonna be giving away car covers. All right, they're T-shirts, but that's cover your car at least.
Buddha's gonna be giving away parachutes.
Oh, hey, it saves lives.
This is gonna be awesome. I'm excited about it.
I'm stoked.
And
we have total creative control.
Yeah, the new venue is being awesome to us. Letting us do pretty much whatever we want.
Yeah.
Nice people.
We're going to behave.
And when you listen, you can become part of the show. You can call in. You can tell us what you want to talk about.
It's
you
no
can...
more just listening.
You can tell Kevin to go fuck himself.
But why would
you
do that when you really just want to tell Buddha to go fuck himself? And we're going to be switching up the Facebook names, the new Twitter name, because all of you guys have been tweeting at us, which is none.
I think we're just going to make a brand new.
Yeah, I think we can create a brand
make
new
a brand new one. Because leave it there.
You just see what happens.
Pod Snatchers. Well, we Pod Snatchers. I still get bold and beautiful likes.
It's
weird.
Podcasturbation still gets stuff.
Yeah, so.
But the funny thing was, at the end of Podcasturbation, we were doing all this stuff with the webcam porn star chicks.
Mm-hmm.
So they just keep liking Podcasturbation.
Unless you just want to keep the fans we have. And
I think we should
change
the name. We can say, I don't know if you can actually change the name on Twitter.
You can.
On Twitter, I don't know.
I think you can.
I don't think you can change the at. You can change what shows up.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can change. I think it would still be at Podsnatchers.
All right, let's make a new one then.
With well, Twitter, we can make a new one. But the Facebook one.
Facebook, you can change.
I could change it. I could change it once.
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet.
Well, this is it. So we're going to be the offenders.
We are the offenders.
We're going to say, and we're our first show is going to air September 27th. Thursday, September 27th, 6:30 p.m.
Really?
Eastern time.
You're off an entire month, but that's okay.
August. Sorry. I was about to say. Hold on.
We're going to air on...
Thursday, August 27th.
Which is in roughly a week.
Yeah, it's a week. A week from probably when you're listening to this.
Yeah.
6:30 p.m. Eastern time.
2015 for those who are a little behind.
Yeah. In case you're a future race who discovers this and is trying to figure out what human civilization was like. This was Aaron.
Could you imagine an alien race picks this up and attacks us with your voice? That would be awesome.
That's their translator. They use your voice as the translator.
We will attack everyone with orgasms.
That was a good idea.
I hate you so much.
Why?
I really don't like you.
I like watching stuff that came out on our show that we try to use on stage. And it worked.
It didn't work.
It did work.
It needs some work.
There's three people there.
Well, there. It needs some work.
You know it's a shitty mic when there's more comedians than audience members.
Yeah.
And the host gets so drunk that he give up.
Well, what show was that?
That was the show. Oh, you were there, idiot. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Fucking silly.
What show was that, man?
Which one was in it? Oh, that's right. I ordered a whole
like a good one.
Fucking bowl of penne in
How's
front of
job?
That guy.
It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, I like it. Yeah.
You're making some moolah?
Fucking work sucks, but it's...
Is it something. Better cash than the
it's
other
better
place?
Cash than the other place. Yeah. Get out earlier. Right in Manalapan, yeah.
Yeah, if you ever want to see Mike Ciccoli perform live, you can go to the Turning Point in Manalapan.
If you ever
want
to see the reason I'm so unhappy with my life, just come see me at a serving job.
If you happen to be going to the Marshalls and you want to check him out, you can swing by Turning Point, get some coffee.
Some coffee.
Chat him up. Tell him how handsome he is.
Please do. I'll love it.
And we're gonna have all sorts of new stuff coming with the show. We have new logos.
If you could actually come to the restaurant and ask me for my autograph in front of everybody, that would be really cool.
Oh my god, is that
Mike Ciccoli?
From the Podsnatchers Offenders?
I'm gonna do that.
What? Come in and ask me more. I'm gonna pretend I don't know you and
I'm gonna
sign
push
it.
People out.
You're gonna walk in and they're gonna be like, jackpot!
This is the turning
Dude,
point.
Dude,
you're
our
gonna
career. Get a raise if he comes in for you. Dude, that guy came in and ordered everything.
And
he knew Ciccoli.
He ordered
so
page
good.
Six.
Yeah. And we only have five pages.
You're such a dick.
I am.
They should, they should hire somebody. That would be a good job to have. Like somebody, you could just hire them to come up to you, like when you're at a bar and ask for your autograph. Like, holy shit, you're what's his name? Help you
get
laid.
Yeah, sure, people do that.
That'd be awesome.
I would
fucking do that.
Did you want me to do that for you one day?
I'm about to put an ad out.
Yeah,
of course. I'll do it for you too if you want.
I'll do it for you. See, it'd be weird because I would do that too. I'd come up and people would be like, "Why is Kevin Israel getting this?" Like, we know who he is.
That was good.
Oh, were you in a kosher deli and you asked him to come up to you? That's stupid.
It's funny because I'm Jewish. I get it. And of course,
the only thing I can make
of
fun of on him. Everything else about this man is perfect.
It's true.
No shame.
I can't argue with that.
Kevin shows me a picture of him, like, what are those called? Just
dips.
Dip. Yeah, doing dips. And his arm looks all big, and his fucking chest and shit's all that. He goes, check it out. Just take a look. Take a gander at my pectorals.
How awesome is that?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm actually becoming more fond of myself in my old age.
Yeah.
I didn't think
you have
I
to.
I didn't think I could like myself more.
That's nice. I fucking hate myself.
You gotta.
But I do.
You gotta love you because no one else will.
See, most comics don't like themselves, and so that's why they're successful comics, but I think I'm broken because I like myself so much. So, like, that's my damage.
Sometimes like, you ever walk by a mirror and look at it in it and you're just like, oh fuck. Not because you look bad, but you just remember who you are.
I don't have mirrors in my apartment for different reasons.
When I get out of the shower, I just walk into the living room with my girlfriend sitting on the couch, spread my arms and go, take it all in.
It's all
yours. You're fucking lucky.
What does she do?
She just rolls her eyes.
I can't find my girlfriend when I get out of the shower. That's weird.
It's because she's trying to run away.
A big sloppy
she's,
meatball
she's,
is trying
she
to hit
makes
on
it
her.
Three blocks down. Damn it, he caught me again. No, I was just going down the street to get some Sure, like that I'm coming back.
Black Snake Moan. Christina Ricci strapped.
Fucking handcuffed to the chair.
Buddha Samuel. Imagine Buddha as Samuel Jackson. It'd be weird.
I was really hoping we were going to get some kind of impression out of you.
Nah. Yeah, can you do it? Do Sam Jackson, please.
Say what one more time?
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
That was a good movie, though.
Mm-hmm.
That was... When the snake bites the guy's... This bites the guy's face.
Bites a girl in the tit. Oh, yeah. On the naked tit.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't do Samuel Jackson, but my favorite line is in Pulp Fiction. Go on in there and get the wallet, it says bad motherfucker. Go on.
It's a badass motherfucker.
Now that is yours. You can have that. That's my gift to you. This briefcase, you ain't had none of this shit.
That's pretty good. You made him sound like slave Samuel Jackson, though. Yeah,
he was fucking Django Samuel. Yeah.
Yes, that was the best.
He was funny as hell.
Oh, my God.
Who is up on that man?
We won't review it anymore because this show's over.
And somehow we, again, end up reviewing movies. But so the important thing is, Buddha, Mike Ciccoli, and Kevin Israel are still going to be available to you in a better format.
This is the next level towards... You know,
towards us being all able to quit our jobs that we hate for various reasons.
Fuck yeah. And just remember, Pod Snatchers lives on in you.
Right.
In you. Watch horror movies. Continue. Talk about them with your friends.
Keep snatching.
Exactly. Keep snatching.
We're there with you.
Keep snatching.
Who knows, we might get together and make another episode. And,
We could every couple months have a Pod Snatchers episode of The Offenders where we'll talk about a horror movie.
That'd be cool.
We'll just do it from this old studio.
The old studio.
The old studio.
Remember that place?
I'm gonna miss seeing all your shit.
Yeah, me too.
I know, you'll never come here ever again.
Being watched over by Vader.
Bye, AT-AT.
Hi.
The Rancor monster. I love the Rancor monster. When he ate that little fat pig. That was most of my college career.
Do you know what the fat pig is called?
That little fat pig. It's really good.
I used to. Because it was something guard on the toy. It said something guard. Ah, Jesus. It was Jabba's guards.
Suffer. Anyway.
What was it?
What I told him.
Come on. Like, I can't find it in four pokes on my phone.
Not on your computer because it's dead.
Yeah.
You didn't charge it. Gamorrean.
The Gamorrean guards! Ah, oh, it feels so good. It's just a
it's
big
so
shit,
satisfying.
Which also did take a big shit. So this is satisfying twice.
It's a relief.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Isn't the fizz like the bubbles from the shit?
No, that's the fucking Alka-Seltzer.
Oh, dude,
you
I thought...
young
plop,
piece of
plop,
shit.
I was gonna
fizz,
say,
fizz.
If your shit is foaming, you drank way too much beer, my
you
friend.
Thought that too, right? That shit's foaming?
Know. You don't
know.
Plop,
I know,
plop,
of course, Alka-Seltzer.
I didn't know that. I thought your shit was foaming.
You're like 17.
I forget. Right. Like, you're just a... Oh, it's a completely... You're like...
You realize he just sharted... He just sharted.
How the fuck did
Walmart.
You know?
Hey, did you realize that he just, like, got pubes, like, 3 or 4 years ago?
He didn't
have pubes. I don't have pubes.
They're
shaved.
Fire red.
No, they're not.
They look like fucking Mr.
Does it look like Central California in your pants right now?
Looks like Mr. Edwards' chest.
I have different color hair all over my butt. My eyebrows are brown. My chest hair is black. What did you say?
He looks
chest
like
hair
Mr.
Is black,
dude.
I don't want to see it. All right. It looks like it's probably no. I don't want to see your puffy nips. Your puffy cupcake nipples.
See, they look like fucking pink Starburst.
All right. Well, this
tits
is already
look like Mike Freckles. So go fuck yourself.
Yeah, see, we're gonna bring the talk of Ciccoli's nipples and Buddha's taint to The Offenders once again every Thursday night 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard. On HamiltonRadio.net. We're going to be posting about it. We're going to be talking about it. We just wanted to give you, loyal listeners, whoever you happen to be, just the opportunity to know what the fuck happened, because we're not going to be...
The Offenders of the Universe.
That
was good.
And yeah, you're going to get to... We're going to have just everything new. It's going to be all new, but it's going to be the same us. You still love us. So we just want to say thank you for listening.
Thank you.
But next week, we're going to be on in a bigger, better format, and we hope you'll come with us.
Thank you for your support.
So for Invasion of the Pod Snatchers.
The final.
Episode 20.
Yeah, we made it to 20.
I am Kevin Israel.
I'm Buddha the Comedian.
And I'm Mike Ciccoli.
And we out. And we out. And we out.
In a world where funny just wasn't funny anymore, where sensitivity and political correctness threatened to ruin every joke ever told, where everyone was always offended at all times, come three unlikely heroes. Three comedians who will defy the whiny masses. Three men to ruin them all. Kevin Israel.
You know, it's not easy being the handsome one and the smart one.
Buddha.
I just want to lose enough weight so that my feet get wet when it rains. Is that asking too much?
Mike Ciccoli.
You know, you smoke too much weed when you show up to work and they're like, you know, we fired you like 3 months ago, right?
Together, they are the offenders of the universe.
Universe.
This is gonna be awesome. Awesome.